Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. You know, summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth. You heard me right. Your friends at Manscaped, they're here to make sure that your beach balls are as smooth as the Floridian sand, my friends. In the summertime, you know, you want to kill some cold beers and some barbecues, not kill the vibe with your pubes picking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0. That's to keep the party in your pants, my friend, looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. 4 million men have trusted Manscaped. Why shouldn't you? It all starts and stops by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping if you use my promo code Bubba. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything that you need to prepare for that summer bod. Inside this package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all, my friends. You want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at the Manscaped Shears 2.0. In that package, it has everything that you need to look pristine. Nail cutters, tweezers, grooming scissors. Go to manscaped.com and go crazy. They got everything you potentially possibly could need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package, my friend. And it all starts and stops at manscaped.com. Listen, I have had my Manscaped stuff now for about a year. I don't know what I would do without it. As a matter of fact, I've now got all my co-hosts on the Manscaped deal. All the male co-hosts on my show have almost everything Manscaped offers. Why wouldn't you? Reduce the risk of ingrown hairs. You reduce the risk of grooming accidents. Again, all of this craziness starts and stops at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba for 20% off. Man, I'm slap wore out. Blitz, you okay?
Yeah.
Like you're mad about something.
No.
I'm fine. Say it.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, you're playing with Anna's emotions right now. She's flipped out that you're mad at her.
Why?
Because you guys didn't. You kind of broke your little ritual.
No, I didn't. I was out there.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
There was no ritual broken. What are you talking about?
It just seems like you're mad. Anna and I stayed in the studio, and we watched this Warsaw, Indiana pastor high spot that, oh, my God, I gotta figure. I mean, even if it's a violation, Blitz, we got to play it.
Okay.
Because it
is. We'll probably be fine.
Yeah, you're right. We probably are because it's taken from a personal self. It's like it's not the CBS News or anything like that.
Right.
So, Ann and I watched almost the entire thing because we were so fucking riveted. By the way, it's the Bubba the Love Sponge show.
It was incredible.
Wags said everybody up there, and my boy Joe Kralis got it from his sister that still lives up there, and Wags lives, you know, a little bit north. I need to probably call Larry, but this is, you know, my hometown is this small little town called Warsaw, Indiana, probably population about, Blitz will probably tell you, about 12, 15,000.
Even now.
Yeah, right now, probably, I don't know what the latest Census Bureau would have, what it has it.
Here, I'll ask old girl.
Hey, Alexis. She's not a stripper.
Yeah, Alexis.
Alexis.
Yeah.
Hey, Alexa. What's the population of Warsaw, Indiana?
According to the 2020 U.S. Census, the population of Warsaw is 15,800 people, which is an 18.1% increase over the 2010 U.S. Census.
There you go.
I got in 2021 at the end, 15,141.
All right. 15,757.
So I was right. About 15,000. 10,000 to 15,000. When I grew up, Warsaw was like, well, here, I'll, like.
At an elevation just over 800 feet.
Yeah, you're 800 up, which is 800 more than we got here.
Mm-hmm.
We're zeroed here, aren't we, pretty much?
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, you can go to places like in Brooksville and stuff that are high up, but like where we stand right now.
The highest point of Pinellas County, I think, is around like, 80 feet.
But I think Blitz Hernando has a couple super high spots.
You have like 200?
No, like, I don't know.
Oh, is that from the sulfur mines, right?
I don't know. But I know like where we are sitting right now, we're probably 0 to 5. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sea level. So anyway, let me ask. Hey, Alexa, what was the population in Warsaw, Indiana in 1980?
In 1980, the population of Warsaw was 10,600 people.
There you go. So there's about 10,000 people. Everybody pretty much know, in a town of 10,000 people, everybody pretty much knows everybody's business. Everybody knows which church you go to. Everybody, watch this one. Hey, Alexa, who's the most popular person from Warsaw, Indiana?
Here's something I found on the web. According to Wikipedia.org, one of the most famous people born in Warsaw was Maria Skłodowska-Curie, who achieved international recognition for her research on radioactivity and was the first female recipient of the Nobel Prize.
Yeah.
That's Warsaw, Poland, right?
Yes.
Hey, Alexa, who's the most famous person from Warsaw, Indiana?
There you go.
Here's something I found on the web. According to jcarchibald.com, Mike Hodges is Warsaw's longest-serving mayor who served for 5 terms.
Okay, Mike Hodges.
That's at least you answered the question. Not.
Hey, Alexa, who's the most popular person from Warsaw, Indiana? I know she says me on one of them.
Here's something I found on the web.
Bitch.
According to Wikipedia.org, one of the most famous people born in Warsaw was Maria Skłodowska-Curie, who achieved international recognition for her research on radioactivity and was the first female recipient of the Nobel Prize.
Hey, Alexa, shut up.
It makes you say Indiana.
Okay. Hey, Alexa, who's the most famous person born in Warsaw, Indiana? Born.
Here's something I found on the web. According to Wikipedia.org, one of the most famous people born in Warsaw was Maria Skłodowska-Curie.
I said
who
Indiana.
Achieved international recognition for her research on radioactivity and was the first female recipient of the Nobel Prize.
Shut your pie hole, bitch. I know we've said it before.
Yes.
Unless some troll went in there and changed it.
Probably did.
Fucking bitch.
Damn trolls.
She used to say I was the most popular person. What I'm saying, Blitz, is I could have gone to this congregation when they're in need and say, hey, listen, being the most popular person from this bullshit little town, I got to tell you, this is pretty fucked up.
Lemmy Bing has you as the most popular person.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
Always does.
How does Lemmy Bing? How do I have to ask Alexa? You think?
I just have for the most. Who's the most popular person from Warsaw, Indiana? And it comes up, Bubba the Love Sponge.
Hey Alexa, who's the most popular person from Warsaw, Indiana?
Here's something I found on the web, according to Wikipedia.org. One of the most famous people born in Warsaw was Maria Skłodowska-Curie, who achieved international recognition for her research on radioactivity and was the first female recipient of the Nobel Prize.
Hey, Alexa, who was born in Warsaw, Indiana, that happens to be real fucking famous and cool, like me?
Max Truex, Randy McDowell, Paul Dyer America, John McMartin, David Flynn, and others.
Oh, man.
Somebody went there and fucked me up. You know that. Anyway, so Anna and I are watching. So Warsaw, Indiana is this small little fucking town that I love so very much, which I'm scheduled to go back.
I get why.
Penguin Point?
Fuck yeah, I'm going to Penguin Point.
You going to do a review at Penguin Point?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah,
I am.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Blitz.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do a review of...
Hey, are you going to do that Arby's thing?
Yes, today.
Okay, I would get it up ASAP because it's just, I think like yesterday was the first day they had it.
It was yesterday.
Yeah, and people are starting to put videos up and they're getting popular.
All right, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Like, can you please geographically tell me where the nearest Arby's is to the studio?
Yeah, it's not super close, but.
It's down the street from SOS.
Yeah, oh, okay. On Waters, yep.
Okay.
That is the closest one.
All right, cool. If I'm going to SOS, do I make a right or left? If I'm headed from here on the Veterans, North Mound, do I head to SOS or head the other direction? Churches.
You head to SOS.
It's not Churches. It's Arby's you're going to.
No, I know that, but.
You head toward SOS.
I head towards SOS.
Yes.
And then is it on the right or left?
It's on the right.
Is it past SOS or before it?
It's before.
Okay, perfect. I know exactly where it's at. Blitz, the minute I get done taping my Lummy deal with my. Lummy, are you excited? Even though Dan.
Hey,
Dan, I'm going to say something. People may think this is a fucking toy. This ain't no toy.
I have a quick question.
Oh, my God.
Bubba, do you want to save like a buck or two on your drive if it's like 30 seconds longer?
What do you mean?
Well, instead of taking the Veterans, you can take the Veterans but get off on Hillsborough before you actually get on the Veterans.
Yeah.
And make that first left on Benjamin and take that all the way down to Waters.
Fuck that.
Okay. Well, that way you don't have to pay the money. It's.
Fuck.
I'm just saying.
I mean, fuck it. I'm not. Times aren't that bad that I can't pay a dollar toll.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty much rolling nowadays.
I ain't paying that toll.
For real?
Hell no, I don't pay that toll. Why would you? You see, like, you barely save any time.
I don't give a fuck. I got a dollar. How much is a sandwich going to cost me?
$6?
Yeah, it's like $6.
No, but if I get the whole combo.
Probably like $10.
Because remember, Blitz, you told me I need to get the combo,
yeah, yeah.
Do the fries, because now we're not the chicken. We're splitting hairs here. We're going over to the motherfucking burger.
Correct.
Here.
You need the meal. It's probably like $10.
Blitz, tell me right now what I'm asking for exactly. It's called, what's it called?
Let me look it up. It's the like Wagyu something or other. Hang on, I'm loading up the Ari's website.
I want the Wagyu.
It's the burger you've finally been waiting for. The deluxe Wagyu steakhouse burger meal.
Hold on. The deluxe Wagyu
steakhouse.
Steakhouse
burger meal.
Steakhouse burger. Meal with curly fries, right?
It comes with crinkle fries, it looks like, but
I'll take the crinks. How have they come?
Yeah, I mean, you can substitute. That's
and
not a
I
big
want
deal.
No pickles, right?
Right.
And no tomato.
Yep.
That's it. I mean, I'm going to try their special sauce and the whole nine yards.
Yep. The burger sauce is okay with you, red onion, yep. American cheese, and shredded lettuce.
Lummy, you got to be the Arby's. Guy.
Welcome to Arby's. How can I help you today?
Yeah, thank you, sir. I like the deluxe Wagyu steakhouse burger meal with...
Whoa, slow it down.
Hey, Checkers has the AI. Arby's has the R.
hey, buddy. I like the deluxe Wagyu steakhouse burger meal. No pickle, no tomato. Go ahead and the cranky fries. And, you know, I feel a little risky today because I biked nearly 26 miles and I got the Dodge. But go ahead and make that a regular Coke. Let's go regular Coke today, buddy. Repeat my order for me.
So you want that new burger, the deluxe Wagyu burger?
Yep.
Yeah, that's
no
good.
No pickle, no tomato. With the crinks. Give me the crinks and a Coke, kid, and I'll see you on the other side.
So, okay, no pickles, no tomatoes, crinkles, and you want a Diet Coke.
I want a regular Coke,
I'll tell you
buddy.
What, their chicken sandwich looks good, too. So they have two versions of it, I guess.
Okay, I want
They have the deluxe, and they also offer the bacon ranch version.
Nope.
Oh, that's extra, sir.
Well,
it's $1.99 extra.
Well, of course it is, but they do offer that as well.
All right, so can I say... I don't like ranch dressing, but I like the bacon. Can I say I want the deluxe Wagyu, no pickle, no tomato, add bacon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's extra.
That's okay. Motherfucker.
I'm just letting you know, sir.
He pays tolls, Lummy. He's
hold
rich.
On. Did you motherfuckers not see homeless Drew Garabo lay out his big purple head of
dick today?
I know,
but he's the guy that works at Arby's.
Sir, I don't know who Drew Garabo is, homeless. Oh, am I not
the
Arby's man anymore?
Add bacon.
Oh, I'll add the bacon. Hold the spit.
Lummy, shut the fuck up, pissing me off.
I'm sorry, I thought I was the Arby's guy.
Oh, no. I want the Wagyu deluxe. I want the deluxe Wagyu steakhouse burger meal with no pickle, no tomatoes, add bacon.
There you go.
Give me the crinkle fries and a Coke.
Perfect.
And boom.
Ketchup.
Blitz. No, I'm gonna go with their standard sauce.
No, I'm saying on the side. For your fries.
Yeah, catch it for my fries, sure.
Also, you know what else is good? I like the Arby's sauce, the fries, too.
Yeah, the Arby's sauce is good.
Usually with the crinkle.
But what kind of sauce is provided on the sandwich? Like their standard burger sauce?
A thousand, it's their version of Thousand Island Big Mac sauce, whatever.
All right, I'll take that.
Yeah, you kind of,
And this is probably the most, this is the most stock that I get shit. Usually I, so I can't get the hell out of here fast enough, Blitz, and review it and get it up. And I'm going to get it up today, and I'm going to launch it on both platforms like I did the Cream Machine today.
Yep.
I put the Cream Machine on Facebook and YouTube at the same time. Bam, laid my dick out.
Yeah, you need to lay your dick out.
Lemmy, that really pisses me off. Can you look into it, or Wags, or you, or Blitz, or all of the above, look into who the fuck trolled me? And made me not the most popular
person.
Can
I be honest? I think I know who it was. I did it yesterday.
For really?
It was Creatine Travis.
He's so mad at me.
I know.
No, like.
Real
he deleted you from Warsaw.
Like, he's just mad because I guess, he just didn't want, he just didn't want that out. But my God, if my wife's ass looked like that.
You said it was a Google image.
You're right.
Yeah.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
You know what? Travis is not mad at me because that was not his wife's ass.
Right. Just because he's the one that uploaded to Google Image, that's not our fault.
There you go. There we go. Travis just texted me and go, you know what? That wasn't my wife's ass. I Google Imaged it. So don't everybody fret. That's not my wife's ass. Please.
Right.
Have you heard from OFF?
No, I don't have her number. I don't have OFF's number.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have not a fan's number.
Right.
And I don't have... Hootie Who's wife's number, and I don't have Candle Diaco's number, and I don't have, I do have Romina's and Krista.
I say I have Krista, that's the only wife.
Like, I don't have Jimmy Clevis's wife's number. I do have Larry Plummer's wife's number, Mary Lou, because sometimes I'm trying to track him down. But, like, I don't know that it's,
old
school-wise, although I break a lot of old school what you're supposed to do with your wife rules. I'm still that way. Like, I don't have a reason to have her number.
I understand. I think that's smart.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Especially because they're your buddies.
And I have your number as an employee. Like, I don't talk ever, ever am I... Like,
but you should have her number. That's different.
But she's an employee. But if you were Blitz's girlfriend before you became an employee, I wouldn't have your number.
What?
No. Yeah, like if you were Blitz's girlfriend,
but not
and you
an
were
employee.
Not an employee.
No, not an employee.
No, and you were not an employee, I don't have a reason to have
Jesus,
your number.
Look at that guy on TV.
No, what about him? He needs to lose some fuck. Is he storing fucking...
I know, he's like a chipmunk.
It's like he's storing stuff for the winter.
I know. They full screened him a second ago. Oof.
Yeah.
So, am I getting too much sun on my face, you think?
No, you look really good.
Do you wear sunscreen?
I do, but perfect. It's like a 15.
That's fine. Is it a face sunscreen?
No.
You probably should get a facial sunscreen.
Yeah.
You give me a facial
with moisturizer.
But I'm going to be honest.
I have it. Do you want to wear it right now?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't know that I can go to. I am. My legs are so fucking sore because I trained legs this morning.
Get the dots.
And I biked. God, I think the last time I missed a bike ride might have been Thursday last week.
Damn. Yeah, me and Anna were going to take him out this weekend, but because you didn't go to Ocala, I knew you'd be coming here. I was like, the last thing I want to do is have you come here and have the bikes either not be here or have them be dead.
Yeah. So you are so
smart.
Thoughtful.
How long does
he's just thoughtful. He just knows. Motherfucker knows.
How long do the batteries take to charge?
I'm just trying to stay off the radar.
There's Blitzes. Motherfucker knows. No, you're good. Supposedly, Big Mike is bringing me a new battery today.
Which
is going to be really going to open up my horizons because I'm going to be able to go, like yesterday, Blitz, went all the way down to Courtney, mm-hmm. I made a right down to Oldsmar, went in there and then made a left and went back behind there, then went over McMullen Booth, and then went by the ball fields and then kind of went down kind of in there, and then there's this one area where you can go three different ways.
Yes.
And so
That trail kind of circles around eventually, but yeah.
Okay, but like at that spot there is where we decided to turn around because I was – right at like half power.
Okay.
And it's all a big battery game.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've lost that battery game one time and it sucks.
Yeah.
That bike is not cool to pedal as a bike.
Well, then you got to sit there and wait for the merch crate to get back with your truck.
Well, we did that one time, yeah. But, so Blitz, if I, when I come to that triple point right there, which I know you're familiar with, where should I, it looked like they, one went kind of towards the beach, one went towards Palm Harbor, and then one went the like south.
I mean, that trail kind of stays in that general area. It does. It's not a whole lot much more than that.
All right, so does it kind of just loop you back around?
Yeah.
Lakeland, okay. Hoosier, $100.
Cash.
Cash.
It kind of goes over by like, well, it used to be called Bright House Field, whatever it's called now.
Spectrum.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not called that either.
It's not?
No, it's something
else. Oh, Bay Care.
Now, yeah. Blitz, how hard is it to break that bike down and replace the battery?
I don't think it's very hard. My only thing is you've got to remember now, too, when you get back is charge the one battery, and then you're going to have to swap them out at some point to charge the other one as well.
Yeah, right. And I wonder if Big Mike is bringing me another charger for that battery.
I'm wondering if you can charge it out of the bike. I don't think you can.
Right.
How long does it normally take to recharge?
Like, I don't know. I just, because I get done at, five.
I mean, it's probably overnight, basically.
Oh.
Yeah, like I'm just trying to say, like, you got to stay up on the charging game unless Big Mike brings me a charger. And then, what's that bike called? A P6?
That one's a Pasolec PX1.
Pasolec?
Yeah.
PS1?
Yeah, PX1.
Hey, Alexa, how long does it take to charge a Pasolec PX1? Bitch will not know, promise
you. A response from an Amazon customer about Fosmon dual controller charger says, I believe I was able to play immediately. I think I let it charge for about 3 hours. Once fully charged, I've left the remote off the charger on and off.
You don't know what the fuck we're even talking
about. For about 3 days.
I'm looking at the manual
issue.
Right now.
Hold on.
Depends on how hard you game. Great batteries and charger.
Up!
Was that helpful?
Hey, Alexa, shut the fuck up. I'm going to go to 1-800-ASK-BLITZ.
5 hours.
5 hours. So realistically, Blitz, like if I charged it overnight and then when I got back here in the morning, switched out the batteries.
Then you'd be good to go.
Because I usually don't leave until like if I'm going to buy, one or two.
Right.
So during the entire show, it would be, that's it.
You'd
there we go.
Perfectly. Yeah, you'd be right. Fine.
Now, Blitz, can I ask you a question? Does the extra battery that I get, does it fit the other bike?
Because
the merch crick said it, she thought that they ran on the same battery.
Yeah, I think so.
Because if that's the case, then if she starts getting low, I can give her my backup battery. No, if I've already made an exchange and put my new battery, first of all, I'm not going to run my old battery Blitz down to zero. I'm going to keep a couple bars on it.
Correct.
When I put my new battery in, just for, oh, shit.
Well, that, and it's better for the battery to not drain it all the way.
Right. But if the merch crick would happen to, because she's only on one battery, but she only weighs 110 fucking pounds, so she's like, Blitz, literally, I can go through my entire battery, and she's still got 6 bars left.
Damn.
Mike Pinto, $20 super chat.
But Blitz, I could always take my bar that had my battery, my dead battery, that still got 2 bars on it, and hobble her home for the most part. Hello?
Yo, what's up? It's hot, Carl. Don't Google me. Hey, man, I was having a real crappy day, like last week, Thursday, man. I was in Clearwater working, just boss was giving me crap and stuff, and we get on the Courtney Campbell to head home, and I'm with my coworker, and I'm like, dude, keep an eye out, man. Like, it was a little later in the day, and I was like, I don't know if he's gonna be riding, and I was like, he'll probably be wearing like a Bubba Army shirt, he's gonna be with a chick, and I'm just real bummed out, and I was hoping maybe I'd catch a Bubba sighting. I'm like, I'm riding, and there you are, bro, with the biggest smile on your face. And Merch Crick just riding like towards the end, like near, I think it's like Bayside or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was, and dude, it made my, I lit up like a 5-year-old dude with candy.
Man,
I was
God.
And dude, I hit the horn. I went,
Word's getting out, Blitz, that I ride that trail. And like, I'm not kidding you, Blitz. 5 people yesterday yelled Bubba at me.
Bro, I was kind of bummed though, because I hit the horn. I went, and you had the Raycons in, so let's plug that. But I could see you had your little headphones in. We had the biggest I just have to say, bro, you were looking dialed in, bro, looking good. Merch Crick,
thank you.
Good. It made my whole afternoon.
I've been trying to get to Merch Crick to flash your jugs at the trucks coming.
Hell yeah!
And she's so mad because I'm like, hey, flash your jugs. Anytime you can see like a you know, like not just a passenger car, but like a, you know, like a lawn dog crew or something like that. I've been trying to get her to flash her jugs, but she's like,
bro,
I'll get arrested. Bro, and I'll be like, cops ain't going to take you to jail for flashing your jugs. Are, no. Blitz, are they?
No.
Dude, she's hot, dude. And I was like, oh, damn, yeah. Bro, like you look young, dude. I've been Bubba Army since I was, riding in the car with my dad, like since I was a kid. And I've never, you know what, actually the first time, and I don't know if you remember this, but it had to have been one of the clubs that you owned. But when I was in like 7th or 8th grade, I swear to God, we got tickets to see Brooke Hogan at one of your clubs, bro. But it was like 18 and under. Dude, I met like the Hulkster was there. I think the Linda was there. The son, I forgot his name, Nick or something like that. But yeah, I got it signed. I had a poster of Brooke Hogan right above my bed.
Well, when I get my new Bubba Army QR code stickers, I'm going to put them all up and down the fucking trail. And all people got to do is take a picture of them and they'll send you to the Bubba World. But that's my cut. The Courtney Campbell about 4 o'clock. I'm usually there about 4 o'clock.
Bro, the best part was just seeing that smile on your face, man. You just looked happy as a freaking cucumber, you know what I mean? But anyway, I just figured I'd let you know about that, dude. That made my whole day, dude.
And you know what? More importantly, man, thank you for keeping with us and staying with us and knowing how to listen to us and all that, man. I appreciate you, bud.
Oh, for sure, dude. Always.
Next time, pull over. Next time, pull over. We'll take a pic.
Well, I was hauling ass, going like, you know, and I already had an issue with this chick that cut me off. So we were, you know,
You were road raging.
Slightly, I wish that when I hit the horn, because we had our hands up in the air, we were like, yo, and you had the Raycon headphones in, but you didn't. You probably didn't. You might have like heard the horn, but it was too fast that we passed.
Man, if you see me coming. And you're headed, you're headed east, and I'm headed west. That's how it usually goes. And you start honking, I'll have the merch crick flip the globes out for you, buddy.
Oh, dude, that would have solidified my whole weekend, bro.
She'll get mad, but I'll be like, dude.
And you're 100% right about the way that it goes, starting from that Ben T. Davis, dude, all the way down.
Oh man, the humanity!
Literally, oh my God, dude, I'm taking my girl and the kids to that beach a few times, bro.
You might want to go to either Clearwater Beach or Gandy, buddy. You might fit in better over there.
it's worth the drive.
Yeah.
All right, man. Hey, buddy.
All right, man. Take it easy,
dude. If you see me coming, start honking, and I'll try to get you a globe shot, bud.
Oh, for sure, dude. I got to get some stickers and some merch, man.
All right, buddy. Good talking to you. BubbaArmyShop.com. Hello.
Hey, Bubba, it's Rassel Coach, Illinois.
How you doing? Can you take me off? Well, if you can't take me off Bluetooth because you got 10-2, I get it. Go ahead.
I'm 10-2 FD. Hey, I was down in Canton, Georgia this weekend, and we rode motorcycles up to the Dragon Tail and went through that Elegy. Holy shit, is that a beautiful area, man.
Oh, and the downtown of Elegy is beautiful, and I'm trying to go back in September.
I want to go up in that area so bad, like just north of there.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
You can drive.
Blitz,
you know,
maybe
the
you and hey, Blitz, I'm going to Elegy in that September trip.
Yeah.
And Larry and Mary Lou are meeting us. But if you and Anna would want to come, they got more. I mean, they
which
have
set,
it's 4 bedrooms. Like you guys would have your own bedroom. Like you're invited if you'd like to come.
Yeah, I want to go up to the Tail of the Dragon and do all that.
What's the Tail of the
300,
Dragon?
318 curves, sharp curves at 11 miles.
Oh.
Well,
that's
I don't know
awesome.
About all that, but I mean,
I'll get sick.
No, but the ride up there and the ride home is some of the most beautiful scenery I've ever seen.
The Blue Ridge
seen.
Parkway
how
and all
far
that.
Is the how far is the Tail of the Dragon from Elegy?
It's
like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I thought it was a little more than that.
You can drive it. We rode the motorcycles, but no, because Canton, Georgia was an hour and a half from the Dragon. And LJ is about a half hour from Canton, Georgia.
Anyway, Blitz, and let me, you would be invited as well. I just know you have a kid.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And it's tough. But, Blitz, if you and Anna would want to go.
Thank you for sending the invite
on
to us.
That September trip. It's September. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving right after the show on the 15th. And then the show's off on Monday. And so that's usually I leave right after the show on the 15th. And then I leave Monday morning, you know, sun up.
Right.
You know, I know you like wilt cabins and all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
The Mountain.
So let me know if you'd like to go or not.
Okay.
Thank you.
Larry and Mary Lou are driving down. So let me know.
Yeah, it's just, I couldn't believe the scenery. Some of the best riding I've ever done.
All right, buddy. Good talking to you.
All right. Later, guys.
And the phone lines are blown up today. I can't even get out of here. I'm trying to go over there and get me an Arby's Wahoo.
From LJ to Taylor Dragons, 2 hours.
Yeah, fuck that. Hello.
Hey, what's up, over there, Brandon the Quad?
What's up, Brandon the Quad? Super busy. Hey, How are you doing? What's going on with you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just listening to the show. And once you start the hamburger reviews, I just wanted to tell you that some places are adding sweet pickles instead of dill pickles.
I'm not a pickle. First of all, I will never put a fucking pickle on anything. I hate pickles.
Okay.
So fuck pickles. Fuck pickles. Fuck mustard.
I don't put mustard on mine, but I do get extra pickles.
Yeah. Fuck pickles.
I love pickles.
Fuck mustard.
But I'm a Jew.
Fuck pickles. Fuck mustard. Got you locked in for some pussy on the 11th, buddy.
Yeah.
Of January.
I think it's the 12th.
No, I think his might be the 11th. Let me see if I'm right on this one. You are a bitch. don't we get him locked on? Don't we lock him in on the Wednesday, or does he get it on the Thursday day?
I thought it was a Thursday morning.
Fucking yeah, it's
Anna,
the 12th.
Anna's right again. Fucking yeah. Bitch, what dates? Fucking disgusting.
Sorry. It's disgusting.
Blitz, we were watching Blitz porn.
You're watching Blitz porn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and Anna went out to the, after we were looking at our Warsaw, Indiana, which we have to share with you next. We went out to join you, but you had some shit to do, and you were looking at the planes coming in, and we were trying to determine, you know, like what the whole thing meant, and we figured it out. Well, I think you've seen it before.
I've never like really examined it.
We looked at like the colors being different levels and all that kind of bullshit.
Altitude, I think.
But it's pretty accurate in the fact that you'd see them taking off and then about, you know.
Accurate. It's within, yeah, it's like literally like
real
live.
Time.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, you'd be like, it'd be right, you know, show them taking off, be right over our shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I'm no longer the most popular person in Warsaw, Indiana. Somebody's fucked
thanks,
me over.
Creatine, Travis.
No, you know, it wasn't creatine. So, stop.
It's just pastor.
It's one of the fucking mini trolls that troll our lives and troll. And God, if you guys are a troll and you don't like us and you like another show and you try to fuck with us, how frustrating is it to see how well we're doing? It's got to piss them off. I mean, Blitz, arguably, there's a few people that we hate in this town, and if they were just straight fucking killing it, wouldn't we be like, ah, that fucking bullshit, that guy's killing it.
Yeah, it would suck, but I also wouldn't spend my life paying attention to them.
I don't. You know more than anything, Blitz, I don't.
I'm not saying you.
I don't, but they know every fucking thing we do to the point where when I'm recognized as the most recognized famous person from Warsaw, Indiana, they go in and change it. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling Blitz when I was at the thing this weekend.
So much fucking traction right now.
Yeah, there was two radio guys that came up that do their own show. One's in the morning. They're both number one in their area, and they were like, "Man, you guys got to figure it out, social media wise." He's like, "We're behind. Like, all these guys are so behind."
Listen, just doing radio, and here's the problem. They don't own their own content, and they've not established anything thereafter. Their Facebook, they don't have that many Facebook. They don't have enough to monetize. They don't have enough. They got, I think, the highest local radio guy here in town might have 3,000-4,000 subscribers on YouTube. A couple of them tried Twitch. Remember that? And it lasted about 2 weeks because one, it sucks. And two, their company came in and go, you can't do that, motherfucker, because you don't own your own shit. We own it. Hmm. We're going to put it on our shit. We just started getting our shit together. I mean, we have continual growth. Every month it gets better and better and better. I hope I'm not jinxing myself, but every month.
Mm-hmm.
Better and better and better. And then Blitz found a couple fucking little hidden gems he's working on.
Mm-hmm.
A couple little gimmicks that we were getting fucked on that we're now going to start getting. So let me, I didn't bike on Friday.
Oh.
But last week I did 20 miles on Monday, 20 miles on Sunday, 24 on Monday, 0 on Tuesday, 30 on Wednesday, 22 on Thursday, 0 on Friday, and 25 on Saturday. I did 20 on Sunday, and I did 25.7 yesterday. So my legs now. Oh my god! I may take today off.
I wonder if you and Merch Cricks, if the batteries are the same, if you guys swap the batteries, if there's any difference.
I don't know. I know that her battery. I truly think Blitz that it's weight and resistance.
It probably is, but I wonder if you swap them, if you notice a difference. Like maybe your battery's got like a cell that's not charging all the way.
I know
or
this Blitz that when I'm on one. You know, PAS one,
right?
And I'm in seventh gear. I go about 16. It says I'm going about 16 miles an hour. Now my GPS says it's about 15.8. So it's
very close,
super close.
Yeah.
She has to be on position four.
I know. That's why I said
seven.
I don't think yours is set up right because on PAS one, like you should be going like 6 or 7 miles an hour. Pedaling.
Yeah. Well, it puts me at 16.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think it's not, you should not be going that fast on PES1.
Well, motherfucker, don't change it.
He likes it.
Well, I don't want it to, like, all of a sudden I got to be on four and then I'm going to be sucking up that much more juice.
Well, no, it won't suck anymore. Like, the juice, like, you're sucking as much juice as you would be if you're on four anyway, because you're technically on four. It just says one.
Well, you know what? Keep my settings like my, because when I want, she can't fucking catch me when I want. So I don't want next thing you know that at the end of the day, Blitz, if I've saved my juice, which I try to, then I can fucking start smoking her when we get home, which is what I like. I don't want to lose ever.
Oh, okay.
So just keep my settings straight.
Yeah, you don't like come in with her. You want to blow past her?
What's that?
You don't want to like arrive here with her.
I want to be when we're on the bridge and anytime I can fucking hit another gear and
well, I mean, on that bike, you always be able to. Because it's a faster bike.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, let's see what these new batteries do.
Okay.
So, Little Town, back to my original story before we leave. Because, Blitz, I got to direct Lummy and then go get one of these Wagyu deals.
Yes.
And then get it reviewed. And I'm going to get it up today because we're losing, you know, losing fucking traction.
Yeah, I agree. Well, it's hot now because it's the newest thing.
Do you think you'll do a dessert series after all the burgers and the chicken sandwiches?
I don't know. I don't think I can go through all the chicken sandwiches and all the hamburger places once a week. I think that's at least a year worth of shit.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's perfect.
Yeah, no dessert.
Because you still have a lot of chicken sandwiches to do, but I would just do this because it's timely.
I still got Culver, Hardee's, KFC, Church's, PDQ, Chick-fil-A. Now, does Arby's got a chicken sandwich?
Yes.
Arby's.
Yep. Sonic.
Zagby's. Bojangles. Sonic. Hold on here. Sonic. Somebody said Panera.
They do.
Might have had one.
They have one.
Does it have to have a drive-thru, though?
Well, yeah, some Paneras do have drive-thrus.
The one by the stadium has a drive-thru.
All right, Panera. So, I mean, I got just that many chickens. I mean, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I got, like, 12 weeks of chicken sandwiches to do yet.
And you still haven't done Chick-fil-A yet, have you?
No.
That's another one. That's kind of like
he said Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
No, yeah. I haven't done it yet. I got
Mark, $500.
If anybody can think of any other ones, I got PDQ that I have left to do. Church's, KFC, Hardee's, Culver's, Chick-fil-A, Arby's, Zagsby's, Bojangles, Sonic, and Panera. That's what I got on the chicken sandwich world. If anybody can think of Wawa.
No, yeah, Wawa's not a drive-thru, though.
Yeah, it has to be a drive-thru. Tomorrow we'll have Danny Jones on the after show. Danny's from the Concrete Podcast, and he's really interviewed a lot of pretty interesting people.
He just posted a new one that I'm going to watch today, or try to watch most of today.
What's it about?
It's a CIA deal. Yeah, you know I love CIA stuff.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah, Crystal was another one.
Oh, right. Yeah, Crystal.
Do we even have a Crystal?
Yeah, right down, like, not too far from here in Hillsboro.
They got a chicken sandwich?
Yeah, it's not going to be like a great chicken sandwich, but so what? It's a chicken sandwich for fast food you can review.
Crystal, there you go. There's my chicken sandwiches. Now, so, Warsaw, Indiana is where I'm from, and they have, like, every town... Every city has that new church and not the conventional, you know, old school
church, but it's kind of a new church, and they got like a rock band up there, and they play contemporary
music.
Yeah,
Rachel goes to one.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think like Radiant or something.
Right, and
here.
It, and it's kind of got like a you know, you
new
can wear,
age vibe.
Yeah, you can wear like jeans, and you know, like you know, it's not grandma that has to, you know, that's
they like
in a
hinted pew. Hating gays, but they don't say it outright.
Yeah,
you know. Does, like they're does, like, yeah, maybe not
polio,
the move, but
Polio Tropical got a chicken. A
Polio Tropical? I don't think so.
I don't think I got one.
I was looking at Salem's. I don't think they do either.
No, Salem's doesn't.
So every place now has this younger feeling, kind of hip deal, and Warsaw's church that's kind of that after that template is this place.
Polio Tropical does. Sorry.
They do have one?
Yes, they have a chicken sandwich. Sorry, Bubba, I was looking real quick.
Fried?
Yes.
Fried?
You can get it either way, but yes, they have a crispy chicken sandwich.
Make it your way. Hell yeah.
Polio Trop. All right, write it down. Thanks.
Polio Trop.
Polio. The fuck?
That's what Polio Tropicana.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
Polio. Oh, yeah, Polio
when
Tropicana.
You say it like that,
whatever the fuck. I got it.
Yeah. You're good.
I got my little list here. Polio right. Trop.
Yes.
Boom. So this Warsaw, everybody
Dairy
knows.
Queen.
Does Dairy Queen got a chicken
they
sandwich?
They do. I'm looking right now.
Oh my fucking.
And you said Sonic, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Jesus. Can't even get to a. You can't even get to a story on it.
Trying to get to statutory rape, and we're getting squirreled by chicken sandwiches.
Yeah. So there's this hip. This might be where Larry Plummer goes.
I hope so.
Like
maybe he's one of the guys that walked up on stage.
No, Larry would go. Larry would have walked out.
No, oh, I know.
I promise you.
Or shot him.
Because Larry has had a 16-year-old daughter. You know, two of them.
Oh, okay.
He has. You know, he has two daughters. Well, they're grown now. But
sure.
At one time they were
right.
This age.
Like most people that are adults, they were 16 at one point.
I think the biggest problem is for a dad to think, you know, fuck, I had a 16-year-old daughter. I can't even imagine.
Right.
So, this is Warsaw's equivalent to the hipper, you know, community church. I think it's called New Revolution or whatever the fuck it's called. And this pastor, this just happened, you know, community church.
Oh, hold
I think
on.
It's called so New Revolution
sorry
or whatever
for
the
feedback.
Well, like, and this pastor, thank you. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and also get a note. Follow us on YouTube. Because you'll get a notification. It doesn't cost anything. And you get a notification when we go live or put some new shit up. Like this morning, I put up the new shit on the cream machine. Something you needed to see. Today, as soon as I get done doing this burger review, I'm going to put it right up. So you want to see the shit. Lummy, I'm going to put, and then I got, you know, the chainsaw in and all that kind of shit to
yep.
do. Now, Lummy, do you want to do that tomorrow instead of today?
I have to get my permanent crown put in. Because don't you have to go to the dentist, too?
Yeah, you're right. Tomorrow's not a good day.
Otherwise, Thursday, we can do it all. And then you can go.
No, I'm going to the dentist on Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we have to do it today.
Okay, no problem.
So, this pastor, who's, you know, probably a little younger than me. I don't know. But he's pretty hip. He admits to his congregation on this past, I think it was this past Sunday, that he had an affair with a woman, with a girl.
Well, he said, yeah, person.
And he didn't really get into the particulars of it until she and her husband grabbed the fucking mic and get up there and lay the law down
now
and start cutting a promo on the pastor.
Now, question, and you probably don't know the answer to this, but were they congregants of the church this whole time? Did they know he was about to make this confession? Why are they there? You know, not saying that this is, you know,
well,
not real or anything, but like,
no, this is,
yeah,
this is
was this
real.
Plan? I don't know. I just have some questions. About.
Yeah. I mean,
how'd they know that was going to go down?
What do you mean?
Like they must've just been congregants of the church. Like it seemed like they were planning on going up there, but how did they know that he was going to confess to all this stuff?
I think that him. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And her, or him, her, and her husband had talked about, I think his, her, here's how I think went down, Anna, is I think her husband went up to him and said, listen, motherfucker, my wife has told me everything, and this is bullshit, and we're going to get to the bottom of this, and I'm going to tell you what you're going to do is you're going to get up in front of the congregation, and you're going to admit to what you did.
Yeah, because they were prepared with, like, and you'll see in the video. Well,
so
yeah.
The reason why I
they were prepared with the ring and the necklace and all shit. So.
So I think that they did go to the church, and two, that they, you know, no pastor.
Why?
No well, I Anna, you can't start picking this fucking
sorry,
apart.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Like, I don't know. This is, you know as much as I do.
Right, sorry.
So you can't start fucking picking this shit apart.
You're right.
This is 100% true because, it's already gone viral.
Right.
And everybody up there is talking about it. He's already resigned.
Sure.
And been replaced.
No, I believe it's real for
sure. So here's what I think happened. I think they went to the church and he was able to keep her happy and quiet for a long time.
27 years, I guess.
And she got married however long ago and told her husband about this. He got pissed the fuck off and went to the preacher and said, you know, either you're a liar, you're a fraud, you raped my wife when she was 16, and if you don't say something, I'm going to make sure everybody knows. I'm going to give you an opportunity.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
I'm going to give you an opportunity to, as a man, go in front of your congregation and admit to what you did. And so he did, and I think he half-assed it and kind of glossed over it and kind of made
and him, they're like, and nuh-uh.
Made himself kind of look like the victim here.
Right.
You know, and he for, and,
oh,
and,
there
his,
they
and,
go.
And yeah. They're like, fuck that. And that's when they, I don't think them talking was part of the script at all.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's what went down. And like, admit you did something wrong, but he only admitted to the adultery. He didn't admit
right.
to, like, the statutory rape.
So when they had their little private meeting and he said, okay, listen, I'm so sorry, please. I don't want to lose my... And so I'll get up and I'll admit to it. Well, because he kind of half-ass admitted it, made himself look like the victim, because that's what the husband says. You're not the victim here. You raped a girl on your, you know, on your office floor. He didn't get into particulars. He glossed over it. I think that they then were there because they were going to see if he was going to do it or not. And then, two, they're like, fuck that. So they came up very unrehearsed. And so here, this is my hometown, Warsaw, Indiana. Here's the pastor.
I'm trying to find his age, but they say he's been a minister for over 35 years.
Yeah, so I'm thinking he's probably my age or a little bit older.
Yeah, probably but about 60.
He's probably 55 to 60. You can't really get a good look at him, but he looks like he's in pretty good shape. Like maybe his name's Brian. I think it's, is it Brian Lowe the second?
John B. Lowe the second.
Maybe, but you can get me an ISO on him. You
and
know.
She must be 43 if you do the math.
Yeah, here we go.
That's why I'm here today. To follow a biblical...
This is from a cell phone that you can't get a good bearing on him, but he looks like he's pretty big, like a pretty big, pretty stout guy.
Yeah.
I'm sure Blitz will give me the one for here soon.
Biblical process, confession, repentance, and forgiveness. If God wants anything out of us, as we just heard, is to bring healing to all who are involved. I committed adultery. It was nearly 20 years ago. It continued far too long. It involved one person.
See, now, Anna, it was 27 years ago. So old girl's over there keeping notes saying, this motherfucker.
And at the very beginning of the video, you see someone's face, like it's in selfie mode right before they turn it around. So it's like they were planning this. They knew it was going down.
Right. This is probably her family.
Yeah.
This is probably somebody related.
It's probably her brother. Doesn't she mention her brother a couple times?
Let me see. I got to save this. I don't even know where I saved it to, Blitzy. It saved it to someone.
Yeah, it failed.
All right, buddy. Should I hit it again? Incoming.
You can try.
Incoming from Blitz.
Oh, because the downloads.
Yeah. I tried just sending a picture and it sent as a file.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm so...
I sent you a...
Computer R. What'd you send me, buddy?
A picture of him.
Oh.
You got a pic on your little Lummy deal?
Yeah. Did it come through?
No.
Actually, it just said you signed off.
I was going to say you're offline.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, that's never a good sound.
Oh, boy. Sorry.
All the shit you guys send me, well, you guys just did that to me, just to let you know.
Yeah, it's me and Lummy. We forced you to close the window.
Yeah, whatever. When you, whatever you guys know, whatever you send me has so many fucking training wheels on it that literally a 2-month-old can figure it out.
Yeah.
That's about my computer skills. All right, here he is. So, Anna, I do think that the people here that might have been taping might have been associated with him and her.
I agree.
I think so.
Been no other, nor any other situations of unbecoming conduct for the last 20 years. I will not use the Bible to defend, protect, deflect my past sin. I have no defense. I committed the adultery. To say it plainly, I didn't make a mistake.
Now, so far, he never mentions her age, and that's kind of a big deal. Like, if you're a pastor, first of all, like, if you're committing adultery, that's one thing. But if you're committing adultery on a 16-year-old virgin...
Well, one's a crime, one's not.
Yeah, right.
You know, so
you're right.
If you're going to admit to fault, you'd probably do the lesser of the two, right?
Right, but I mean...
And he's not wrong categorically. I mean, he did commit adultery. He's just omitting some information.
Some very pertinent information.
Exactly.
I didn't have an issue. I didn't have an affair. I didn't make a misjudgment. I sinned. I need to say that, and you deserve to hear it. I have been asked, why did I wait...
Even the infants tore up about it.
...so long to deal with it. Why hide it all these years? The answer? There is no good...
Oh, great.
I told myself for years, silence served to protect everyone. The other person, those closest to her,
age. And that's kind of a big...
Oh, great.
Okay.
So I'm willing to
and
bet...
I'd like to think that was...
Well, let me just go back up a little bit. All right, go ahead, bless you.
I'm willing to bet that these people went to him like prior to this and said, look, if you admit to this during one of your things... You know, then you're good.
Right. They had some kind of deal.
They were setting him up because they're going to talk too. Like,
well, I think if he had been, I honest to God think if he had been more truthful, because Ann and I have seen what they said, so we know what the reaction is going to be like here. So what I'm saying is, I think that if they had been more truthful, if he had been more truthful and given the real pertinent facts, that she, that it, they would have been less hostile when they grabbed the mic. Like, Blitz, this is a full blown fucking, I mean, Ann and I will tell you, it's a full blown fucking hostile situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that maybe that might not have happened when they grabbed the mic. Like, Blitz, all right. So hold on, wait till you see it all, Blitz, okay? Because it'll come together here.
And from the public embarrassment, and I'd like to think that was true. But the truth is, that silence was to protect myself as well.
See, Anna, if you're the girl that got raped when you were 16 or got fucked when you were 16 on the preacher's deal, and he's just kind of glossing over it, and you had a meeting with him and he said that he would, you know, come clean, and he's glossing over it and he's making, and then parts of this, he kind of makes himself look like the victim and all this kind of bullshit. I'm like, fuck no.
Yeah. I wonder if he's just now confessing to his wife as well. Like,
I don't know.
This is new to her.
I think she knew. I think he intimated that she knew and had already forgiven.
Right.
Applying church discipline for sexual failure, for repentance, confession, and restoration. I myself had not been disciplined for sexual misconduct. I will not use the Bible to defend myself or to beat you into scriptural submission. 20 years ago, I repented and disciplined for sexual misconduct. Now today, for this fresh hurt, I ask you to forgive me for the deep wound that I have caused. I make no excuse for my sin. The betrayal.
So, Anna, at this point, if you're there, you're just thinking, okay, he fucked, you know, he fucked some chick.
Yeah.
That's it.
And dear maybe you're in the audience thinking, I did too. This is pretty good.
But maybe he's being cool about it.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, he's kind of being cool about it. You're like, okay.
Admit fault.
Right.
Just ask a thousand stars.
I think Christians like that, you know.
There's a whole big backstory to this anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm going to have you get into it. Help me. But let me break this down first.
Okay.
Express.
Because I knew that you'd be backstoring it, so let me play this part.
And it has nothing to do with this.
All right, perfect. But it's the party's related, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, cool. So, Blitzen, I can't wait for you to see the guy and the girl get up here.
Okay.
Because you can then see them, and then you can backstory it and tell us give us some better understanding.
The church is engaged in a healthy biblical process to restore your trust to the ministry here at New Life. Meanwhile, I hope you believe God called you here. Meanwhile, I hope you believe that God called you here, perhaps for such a time as this.
Can I wet your whistle a little bit?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me pause it up, Willie. Go ahead.
Pastor's wife used to be a stripper.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah, it even gets better. Nice.
To heal so that God can reveal his goodness to you.
And yeah, I bet you she's probably pretty hot because the...
I'm sure she was.
I mean, she... All right, here we go.
The next few weeks while the church is in this biblical process, please be in a lot of prayer. Stay faithful to Jesus.
You didn't.
To my wife and family who I've deeply hurt, I have confessed my sin. They have graciously forgiven me.
All right, yeah, there.
And expressed their love to me, which also is deeply humbling. To those that I...
And again, am I feeling... Do I have the wrong feeling of he's kind of trying to make himself look like the victim here a little bit?
Exactly, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed
your whistle
to
a little bit?
You're supposed to become humbled.
All right, he's... Okay, all right.
I bet the wife's like 2 years older than the victim.
There's a picture. She's all right.
Oh. Many years ago and recently... keeping this in the dark. And to those of you who are wounded from this fresh hurt, to you, the church, I repent for the adultery.
They're about to storm.
Yeah, they're like, see, I think...
About to storm the Capitol.
Well, I think because they're like, he's really kind of dancing around some very important information that probably nobody in the church knows.
Is the old guy holding that guy back?
I think so.
for the adultery and my silence. Please forgive me. In accordance with our church bylaws, I'm stepping aside, stepping down from ministry responsibilities.
Oh, so he resigns.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have committed to the Lord and now to you that I will submit to the process and recommendations of this board.
Hold on, everybody's popping now.
Brave.
So I kind of think, Anna, that maybe their irritation might have been accelerated that, you know, he got a pop on the deal, you know, because they didn't know. So
I didn't. It sounds like obviously I didn't realize he resigned right there.
Yeah, he resigned right
there. So it was a planned speech, which makes sense now.
Yeah, so he's done.
Yeah.
He's done.
And now they're about to set the record straight.
And they're about ready to say, okay, that's good. But let us tell you what you don't know.
They fill in the gaps.
Yeah. Here they come.
If you love us, please let us talk.
Amen. If you love us, please let us talk. So, Anna, I don't I don't think that this was planned because he wouldn't have said that, right?
No, he was the pastor was planned, but this was not.
Right, the pastor was planned.
Now it all makes sense.
Right.
For 27 years, I lived in a prison. It was not 20 years. I lived in a prison of lies and shame. Lying to protect the Lowe family. For years, I thought I was a horrible person having suicidal thoughts, not realizing what had been truly done to me. That I was.
If you're worse than me, I'm like, this is the craziest shit since we won the state title in 84. I mean, for real.
A victim, and I would still be in a prison if my brother, and many of you know him, Edgar Wolf, had not approached me just 2 weeks ago with what he had seen as a teenager that bothered him all these years.
So hold on.
His brother, hold on. In bed.
This is where it gets a little crazy. This was all hidden and, you know, suppressed, and she was supposed to deal with it clear up until 2 weeks ago, and her brother finally came to her and said, I saw all of this, and she explains how her brother saw her in bed with just panties and a t-shirt on with this much older man, and that he couldn't fucking keep his mouth shut anymore.
After
27 years, and he was over it. So that's what she just said.
With his younger sister, a t-shirt and underwear on. People knew but were too afraid to come forward, and they have now. The lies and the manipulation have to stop. I was a prisoner, and you kept me in your prison. I'm a prisoner no longer. I was just 16 when you took my virginity on your
office
floor.
Hold on.
We're going to be here a while. The biggins are sitting down.
Hold on. You got it. You can't talk over this, Anna.
Sorry.
This is so important.
You're right.
For her to say this, you know, right to this guy's face. Listen to this.
Prison. I'm a prisoner no longer. I was just 16 when you took my virginity on your office floor.
Oh, that's...
Do you remember that? I know you do, and I have plenty of other stories that I could bring to remembrance. You did things to my teenage body that had never and should have never been done.
Oh.
Jesus, that's deep.
If you can't...
Now, what's the statute of limit? I'm sure that...
I have no idea in Indiana.
I'm sure.
Statutory, that there's, right?
I mean, it's probably well past. I don't know, Blitz, like, if he was over 24 and she was 16 and that when she lost her virginity, is that a mitigating or accelerating process?
I mean, the first time I've ever heard of that was today. I didn't know that before.
Hold on.
If you take a person's virginity, like, again, I didn't know that, but we may have found that out, that might be a kicker.
Yeah, I had no idea that was the case.
The statute of limitations on statutory rape in Indiana is 5 years.
Yeah, he's done. I mean, he's fine as far as that, which I wish he wouldn't be. I wish he'd go to prison.
Well, the prosecutor, Costco County, said they're looking into it. They're investigating.
Oh, okay.
You are not the victim here. I tried to tell someone, but all that was done was cover up. No one ever came to me. No one ever helped me. No one ever got me counseling. I have wanted to talk to somebody all of these years and never. You have somebody that you've talked to. I never have.
You know you're in trouble when your girl starts getting real smart-assy like that. You're in trouble.
The church deserves to know the truth. This church has been built on lies, but no more.
Ooh.
The lies need to stop.
Now, it looks like the deacons might have just been dispatched up there to grab the mic. I think Blitz, Deacon Blitz might have been like, get the crazy bitch off the mic, please.
Yeah, cut the mic.
I could give story
Blitz, you just want to go and told the sound guy, cut mic too.
Mm-hmm.
And hit the music,
turn the
right?
Amps off.
And hit the music.
Get Lord, the lights. Everyone's party's over. Go home.
Hit the Lord's Prayer. Let's go.
To what you did to me. Michael, your dad is not the victim here.
She's talking to his son now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Partial truth is not true.
Yep, get in there.
If I would have gotten counseling, your dad would be in prison.
Yeah, she's right.
It might not be the way, but every time you covered up for Russ Spangle, my best friend was my age when your associate pastor was molesting his two daughters.
Oh yeah. Snap.
Yeah, hold on. Let me just.
And like, you know that it might not be the way, but every time.
Listen to this. Her best friend that covered it up for.
You covered up for Russ Spangle. My best friend was my age when your associate pastor was molesting his two daughters.
So her best friend's dad was a pastor and was molesting her. Is that what she's saying?
You see her.
It might not be the way, but every time you covered up for Russ Spangle, my best.
Every time you covered up for Russ Spangle.
Friend was my age when your associate pastor was molesting his.
So Russ Spangle might have been his associate pastor and might have been molesting two of her friends.
Daughters, it said.
His daughters.
Hold on.
It might not be the way, but every time you covered up for Russ Spangle, my best friend was my age when your associate pastor was molesting his two daughters.
Oh, but by the way, Blitz, I know the Kosciuszko County prosecutor really, really well. Look him up. His name's Daniel Hampton. I am really good friends with him. I should call Dan up. Say, Dan, what are you doing on this, kid?
Yeah, please.
No, for real. Please, thank you before.
And you know that.
Hold on.
Might not be the way, but every time you covered up for Russ Spangle, my best friend was my age when your associate pastor was molesting his two daughters.
Yeah, so his associate pastor was molesting his own daughters.
Right, who was her best friend.
Who was her best friend.
That's what I gathered.
And he covered it up.
Yes, because he sent him to a different community.
Listen.
And you know that. You sent him to be a pastor at another church. We can call Melanie right now and Cassie, her sister. They sat down with you. You sent Melanie away. Don't look at me like that. You know the truth.
He looks like a pretty big guy, doesn't he?
Yeah.
What?
I know, but you can tell the truth because this is a lie.
I'm letting you tell it.
But you need to tell the truth. You know better.
Hey, Anna, at this point, I'm running out, aren't you? I'm just getting out of there. If I'm him.
Oh, him, yeah.
Hold on. No. Is that the pastor she's talking to?
Yeah, right here.
Oh, okay.
Right here. This guy right here is the pastor.
He's the guy in the green.
He's probably
one of the handlers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, you know.
Blitz.
Listen.
He's the pastor's Blitz. He's got two on him ready to draw down any time.
My wife is not just adultery. It's another level when it's a teenager. And I will not let this man talk about my wife like that. It happened for 9 years. She was 15, 16, the sexual grooming started. And it lasted.
When she was 15 and 16, and it lasted 9 years.
It said the sexual grooming had started. That was kind of.
Dating. This is the truth. And that's all we're going to say. Except, just that's it.
You have numbers? You can talk to my brother.
That's fine. This necklace was Bobby's. It was given to her by Joe the II and possibly other people in the office. They might have received necklaces too as like a ministry gift. I'm not trying to stretch the truth here, but it was in her house and I'm giving it back. This was Bobby's covenant of purity ring, which she wore while this man had sex with her. And she felt ashamed all these years wearing a covenant of purity ring. She felt a lot of shame and guilt. We are working through love and forgiveness. We're working through it. But people have to be held accountable, and they can't just bamboozle people and just say, well, I just committed adultery.
See, he's most mad on it because the guy kind of glossed over the really, really kind of other...
Yeah, amoral part of the story.
Right,
it's far beyond adultery. So here's the covenant of purity ring back. I don't want it in my home. We're done.
And blitz. You can't even drop the mic better when you get the feedback, Willie. That's the straight fuck you on the feedback.
Supposedly the congregation don't like those two people, and they're sticking up for the pastor.
Yeah, I know. You know what? You see it. You
Not
see
everyone,
it.
Though.
Hold on. You see it. Watch. Leave it to Warsaw fucking Indiana, where everybody now gathers around the preacher and puts their hands on him.
So,
yeah, pray for him.
Hold on.
If you did it, you need to admit it. That's right. 100% back.
Honey.
I see. This is where I could walk in and say, "Hey, I'm the most popular. I used to be the most popular, and we need to fucking burn a timeout here. I'm going to be the new pastor. I got just one sex tape and some other shit.
We'll take it.
But
better than the last guy. At least you didn't rape a kid.
I haven't raped a kid. I've taken some 16-year-old probably virginities, but it's with well in them when I was supposed to be doing that sort of thing.
Like everybody knew about this pastor's past, by the way. Like this wasn't hidden.
Like he was always shady.
Yeah, that's how he got started.
Oh, he's like a repent guy. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, but Blitz,
they didn't know he fucked a kid.
Being shady and having your wife as a former stripper,
she's
and
co-pastor.
Being a shady, but fucking while you're the pastor of this church that you got from being Johnny, I'm sorry, I led a bad life, and fucking an underage person
taking their virginity
on your pastor floor. Probably isn't what they had in mind when they hired you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they probably had, hey, listen, Johnny's second chance. He's got some great stories about life. But we didn't want him fucking our teenage girls, right?
Yeah, she's 16. She could drive.
Give me the microphone. Not you, right?
Jay, I told you I committed adultery. I told you that it went on far too long.
Did you do it?
Yes, we did.
You didn't tell them she was 14 years old.
16.
Correction. Okay, and it was wrong.
By the way, this is the community that fucking raised me up. Now you know why I'm so fucked up.
I can't say it. I can't make it right. I can't make it any better.
My ass hurts, but it needs a day off on that seat.
That's the way it is.
Blitz, will my ass start getting, like, I feel like it's getting a little tougher.
Yes.
God dang.
It's not all true, but that did happen, yes. She should have. I can't do anything about it.
Anna, I'd be like, if I was with my girl, I'd be like, let's stay here and see if all this shit go down.
I'm like, get the snacks out. Let's sit here and watch.
Blitz, get your motherfucking Samsung out, bitch. Mm-hmm. Kid, come on, kid.
Except to tell you that if I could go back and redo it all, I would. I can't.
I'd go to church if shit like this happened.
Hell yeah.
And all I can do is ask you to forgive me.
Listen, I'm just trying to make light here. Don't everybody think that I condone this type of shit. This type of shit happens every day. I'm just trying to be funny. What kind of business are we in?
Show business.
What, the Bible process or biblical process?
See, this is why I don't like religion, because it's full of a bunch of fucking hypocrites.
Yep.
It's exactly what it's full of.
It's one of many reasons I don't like it.
Stepping down, stepping aside. And, it's been 20 years.
You know, Larry Plummer's dad, Larry Plummer Sr., we call him Big L Larry. I mean, Blitz, and he's like Johnny fucking Oldtimer. Like, he just is very worldly. And
right.
He's like, just, he's, you know, he's 80, I think 86 years old, and he's still pretty fucking spry, and he watches the news and the Cubs every day. Like, you know, he has an opinion about everything, and I need to get him on, I need to get his opinion on this whole deal. But he once said, I'm telling you right now, Bubba, you can make a whole bunch of money if you just flip over and be fake religious. That's what he told me. Go up there and spew your bullshit.
There you go.
Tell them how fucking shady you are, and you're real sorry, and you turned your life around. You make money. That's what he said to me. He's right.
I know. I guess it doesn't count for anything. We loved them.
Oh, you loved them, all right.
Mm-hmm.
I deeply hurt them. I deeply hurt you. I ask you to forgive me. And that's all I can.
Listen, buddy, you better move the fuck out of town. Now, Blitz, what is it that we, like, the soup?
So there's a few funny, like, one that's actually related to this is the church does a live stream for their services.
Right.
and they did a whole like couple hour live stream, and then when the pastor got up and started talking, they cut it off. So oh. it ended like when he got up and started talking.
All right, so prior to the confession, the live stream cut off.
Well, like during the confession.
Right.
However, so the pastor's wife, who is like the co-pastor or whatever.
Co-pastor. Yeah, kind of like the, who were the fucking, Randy and Paula White.
Yeah, the Whites.
Right. Who, by the way, she was pretty hot back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
I would have blasted the shit out of her.
So she was a stripper. She was molested when she was 4 years old and then raped in high school. And then, you know, was doing drugs.
Is she from Warsaw?
It looks like they went to start the church in Warsaw in like 1983.
Mm. So,
when I was there, my senior year.
They just started.
She was at her bar, they called it. She just found out that the man that she was in love with was actually married. So she was getting drunk in the bar and told her friend, "The next guy that walks through this door is mine."
Sounds like Warsaw, Indiana.
This guy comes walking.
That's a game Tara and her friends used to play.
This guy, yeah. this guy comes walking into the strip club.
Right.
Supposedly, as soon as he walked in, she said, "Come here, Blondie." And they started kissing.
Right.
They got married a week later.
Right.
I like it.
And then, like, I guess through the first few years of their marriage, like, he was cheating on her the entire time and drunk, and they were on drugs, and she was a prostitute.
Okay.
You know, they had prostitution in Warsaw. I don't think they're from Warsaw.
They left wherever they were and went to Warsaw.
I think they're a bunch of fucking carnies.
He had a football. He played for West Virginia, it says, for a little while.
I think he's a fucking shyster. And that's what a religion does sometimes, is you just move, you know, halfway across the country and you can spiel your nonsense, you know, somewhere else that's not been exposed to your bullshit.
Right.
Anything else, Blitz, on that?
No, I mean, you know, she was pregnant a couple times and lost the kid. And then after that, they blamed God because everyone told me that God killed the baby. Went to some mountain in West Virginia to basically flip God off and give him the finger.
Right. And this guy's got a hope. And then, did I tell you I was fucking a 16-year-old? Right.
But that adds up at least.
But I mean, like, it's not like he cheated on her and they had like a regular, I mean, like, they said this has been, like, he was cheating on her for years, like, and they knew, like, because this is an article written like a long time ago.
Yeah, no, but and cheating on her with a 15-year-old.
Was he the pastor when he did this?
Yeah, I think he was.
No,
he was not.
No,
he was just a guy.
During the stuff I'm talking about, he was just a guy.
No, when he raped the 16-year-old,
he was the pastor.
That's what I thought.
Yes, he pretty much started the church.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
He was the pastor when he fucked the sick. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
All right.
Supposedly, they turned on the TV and 700 Club was on. And she's like, "Hey, we need to go to church." And then I guess from that, they started.
A big flim-flam and bullshit showbiz story.
But for him to be like, "Oh, well, you know, I committed adultery." It's like, the wife knows. Like, he did it a lot. Like, it was very common. And, like, this is an article written a long time ago about him and how they started the church. And so, like, the people that go there...
I need to start a church.
The people that go there should know this. Like, this is not surprising.
Anna,
like,
we need to start a... I've always been saying clamology.
I know. Clamology, you've been trying to get off the ground.
Because, I mean, you could be like, man, you'd be like, yeah, I'm a shady motherfucker, and I'm trying to get my life straight. Let me tell you my stories. I used to have bitches that showed up at the radio station and blew me. Mm-hmm. Right there. Suck my dick.
Did you say please?
Please.
Okay.
And they wanted concert tickets, and they got them. And they sucked the shit out of my dick.
God bless them.
And they were of age. And I was, you know, like 22, and they were like 18. So, you know, but I was ashamed. And then I let my best friend blast my wife, and it got on tape, and that fucking ruined my life.
Oh, that sucks.
You know.
But you got to see the tape, right?
Not really.
Oh.
Not really. That's the biggest misnomer. Is I never really saw the fucking tape.
It's a shame.
Let's switch gears before we say goodbye. And I get Lummy out on doing some shit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Blitz, I know something that'll give you a boner. Did you see this new Global 8000? It's the first like business jet that will go the speed of,
Point nine four Mach. Carries 19 passengers.
What do you think that goes for? 80 million?
Probably around that.
The race to resume supersonic passenger flights nearly two decades after the retirement of the Concorde was offered a glimmer of excitement on Monday when the plane manufacturer Bombardier revealed a high-speed achievement while confirming the launch of its new business jet. The Canadian company said the new in-development Global 8000 will be the world's fastest and longest-range purpose-built business jet with a capacity of 19 and a range of 8,000 miles. That's pretty fucking far.
By the way, that's the same company that makes Sea-Doo.
Okay. That's the same company that kicks ass.
Oh, they make a lot of shit.
Top speed of Mach 9.4. Now, that's not the speed of sound, though.
Well, no, that'd be Mach 1.
Right. So, like, how can they say that this is
So here's why they came up with that number. Because the Citation X does Mach 0.935. So they had to say that, you know, just to be the fastest.
Look how beautiful this thing is.
Or Citation 10. It's the X.
Would you rather have a Citation X or a Global 8000? Looks like the
8000.
The Citation X is they're real skinny tubed. Right?
I mean,
they don't look like they have near the room.
No, they got a lot of room. They're just not as long.
Oh, they're not?
Yeah, they got that like fat belly look to them because the cabin's so tall.
Oh. How tall are they?
Like inside, you mean?
Yeah. Would you be able to stand up?
No, probably not. No. But close.
Yeah, I just missed my 414. And finally, before we leave, did you see where the Biden administration now, they're going to fucking cancel the...
No, Bubba, it's not canceled.
It's not?
It's paused. That's the word.
Well, anyway, Nina Jankowicz, she already resigned, that dumb bitch. First of all, that was the smartest thing they've done. And then, secondly, I would just let this kind of go away.
Oh, what they're going to do is, so they paused it. Now it's out of the media. She technically resigned from her position, not from the Homeland Security. So technically, she still works for them.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security paused the newly minted Disinformation Governance Board less than a month after its formation. A review and assessment of the board will be conducted after it was grossly and intentionally mischaracterized, the department said Wednesday. The board was never about censorship or policing speech in any manner. It's designed to ensure that we fulfill our mission to protect... Bullshit.
So they paused it, and everyone's going to forget about it. They're going to ramp it back up since they already announced it and just put someone else in charge.
Somebody like Babyface in charge?
Which is, yeah.
And finally, my final story before I leave, and I don't have any problem with this. This woman said, mom... says that smoking weed while watching her kid is no different than moms that drink wine. And I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, are
you smoking it so that the kids are getting secondhand smoke?
Here's the deal. If you have a license, first of all, if you're in a state that lets you consume it recreationally.
A lot of them,
no problem. If you're in a state that lets you consume it medically and you have your documentation and your medical card, no problem. I don't think that if you're a mom that's been prescribed this or you're buying a recreational, I don't think there's a kicker that you can't consume it in front of your kids.
Right. And the thing is, should you be? No, but you also shouldn't be drunk. So what she's saying is if you're going to drink, like this is not any worse, which to that point, I agree.
A mom told how she smokes marijuana while her kids play, but says it's no different than mothers drinking wine or taking anxiety medication.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin Flagler, age 28, in Vancouver, Canada, where recreational and medical marijuana is legal.
But is she smoking it in the same room as the kids? Like, then I think that there's a difference. Because then you're exposing the kids to the marijuana smoke when you shouldn't be. But if you're outside and whatever, do your thing, come back in, fine. Yeah. But I think that's the only difference. Like, she's saying she does it while the kids play, and I'm like, she should be hotboxing the living room.
Boy, baked there.
Because she is.
I don't know. Yeah, you shouldn't be doing it in front of
your
kids.
You shouldn't be smoking cigarettes, in the same room as your kid either.
But
so.
Hey, listen, when my grandma Madge used to pick up me and Tara, she would roll the windows up and fucking be just blowing one Marlboro after another.
Yeah, it's... And we've learned a lot since then.
Dying. Anyway, Lummy, we got a lot to tape. We got a lot to do. Yep. I got a lot to supervise. And I got a hamburger to go fucking get. Yeah. A Wagyu Willie.
Mm-hmm.
I want the deluxe Wagyu steakhouse burger meal. No pickle, no tomato, add bacon.
Yep. Perfect.
I even got it written down fucking perfect.
With a Coke.
With a Coke. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
With a Coke kicker. All right, everybody. I guess I could probably play a little music out, couldn't I, Lummy? Like a little little bump deal here.
Yeah.
We got YouTube Friendly Willie. Appreciate y'all. Make sure you like and subscribe and share and comment and all that great shit on both our YouTube and our Facebook. And I'm working on Cooley and working on getting some cool shit on OnlyFans.
Danny Jones tomorrow.
Danny Jones tomorrow from the Concrete Podcast.
Yeah.
See you then.